Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Read our text from Nehemiah chapter 1, 1 to 11. From the beginning of the world, man has remained God's method of transformation. Thank God for every other means. But man remains God's principal means of transforming institutions, organizations, and systems. Our church, our state, and our nation are in urgent need of transformation. This will not materialize until God finds the right vessels that he can use to drive the process. God will not be forced to use a man that is ill-equipped, half-baked, ill-prepared for his work, because many of such have destroyed the work of God further and have ended up being casualties in God's army. It's my earnest prayer this morning that the Lord will make IBC a recruiting ground for agents of transformation for our local, state, and national life. I pray that you and I will allow the Lord to equip us to be instruments of transformation in the nation and the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What are the requirements to being agents of transformation? Willingness and readiness to leave your comfort zone. Willingness and readiness to leave your what? Your comfort zone. Let's read the first two verses of our text. Verse 1 and 2. Can we read together? The son of Akaliah. I was where? Shushan. The what? Citadel. The palace. Okay? Verse 2. Hallelujah. Many of us know that God wants to use us. Many of us actually love to serve the Lord. But our problem is that we are not ready to do what? To leave our comfort zone. We find it difficult to leave our palaces. The truth is that you cannot serve the Lord at whatever level without making some sacrifices. You may have to leave your money, your status, your comfort, your time to be useful to God. And there's always a reward for every sacrifice that we make to the Lord. There's no sacrifice any of us can make that will ever be more than what God did by leaving the glories of heaven to the earth, taking the form of man. Will you be willing and ready to leave your comfort zone to join him at his work this year? Ask your neighbor, will you be willing to leave your comfort zone? Nehemiah left the palace. He was favored in a strange land, in a foreign land, that God elevated him, and he had the opportunity of serving where? in the palace. But when heaven made demand on his life, he left the palace to serve the Lord. Let me tell your neighbor, leave your palace to serve God this year. Many of us are too comfortable that for God to move you into your destiny is a tough one. I know we all find ourselves in that situation once in a while, or most of the time. They will tell you that certainty, don't leave certainty for what? Uncertainty. That's what they told me when I said I want to go to the ministry. So don't leave certainty for what? Uncertainty. Coming from Port Harcourt to Ikoyi is leaving my comfort zone where you are familiar with the system of operation, where there's not too much grammar and all that. And I've just spent a month and a few weeks in the Ikoyi Baptist Church. I've seen a lot of grammar in this place. And sometimes I say to myself, God, I wish I knew what I'm knowing. Maybe I would have just remained where I was, in my comfort zone. We don't like to move from the known to what? To the unknown. But I remember God said, I will not call you to frustration. I will not call you to shame. Whenever God is extending this kind of call to you, it is for your own good. Amen. So I encourage you, leave your palace. Sacrifice it for the Lord, and it will be well with you. Still here this morning, there are many struggling with the call of God. You promised God many years ago, God, I will serve you. Just give me time. Give me time. When I finish raising my children, I will go to the seminary. Now you have finished raising your children. They are getting married. Grandchildren are coming. Eh? God, when I retire, I promise you for the rest of my life, I will serve you. Struggling with the palace. Life in the palace is comfortable. And I wonder why each time God wants to use people, he only uses non-entities. I've wondered why. And I know that God is the best. And whenever he wants to do something, he will look for what? The best. When God wanted to bring down Pharaoh and Egypt, right in the palace, he went for a man, Moses. Moses was brought out of the palace to serve the Lord. Nehemiah coming out of the palace. Let me tell your neighbor, come out of your palace. Amen. It's not of us that will go to the seminary, but there's a lot to be done in the house of God. Even this year, will you make sacrifice this year to serve the Lord in the Ikoyi Baptist Church to rebuild our walls that have been threatened? Number two, to be an agent of transformation. Ability to access useful information. And we see Nehemiah asking that question from those brethren. It was meant to just be a casual conversation, but it turned out to be that the will of God was being made manifest. So for you to be an agent of transformation, you need the ability to access useful information. This starts from being able to ask the right questions. Nehemiah asked the question that gave him information of a lifetime. It was an information that turned around his life and destiny. Nehemiah will have died in the palace and go to heaven and face God without being able to account for how he fulfilled the purpose for which God sent him to this world. That songwriter said, must I go empty-handed? Must I meet my Savior like this? When you die and go to heaven, God helping you to make heaven. What account will you give to God? God, thank you. I have children. I build houses. I have cars. I did this. I did that. And God will not ask you, but the purpose for which I created you, you didn't touch it. You are comfortable in your palace. If you have asked the right question, God will have helped you. Amen. 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 You may need to ask God a question about your life today. Say, God, am I on the right path? Am I living for the purpose for which you have created me? Am I doing the right thing? That information that Nehemiah got ushered him to the fulfillment of his destiny. I pray this morning, even this year, God will give you an information that will turn everything around your life for his glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We need a fertile earth to catch God's burden. A fertile earth to do what? To catch God's burden. God is interested in using all of us. Perhaps one of the things that has not allowed God to succeed over us borders on the nature of our heart. Many of our hearts are so dry and barren that it cannot successfully carry God's body. A deep work was done in the heart of Nehemiah through the information he received from his brother Anani. For the next 5 months, Nehemiah was under the impact of this information. The result was that God succeeded over him. He submitted to the will of God. He responded to the call to build the broken walls of Jerusalem and fix the burnt gates. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's quite interesting when you read this story of Nehemiah. Unlike other prophets or people that God used in scripture, that there's a definite word you can say from God that shows to them that God was calling them. Nehemiah, we never see anything like that in the book of Nehemiah. There's no, thus hear the Lord, Nehemiah, go back to Jerusalem and begin to rebuild. Can you see it here? But how did Nehemiah perceive the will of God? He had a heart that was very fertile, not porous. Some of us, our hearts are so porous. It's like basket. When you use basket to fetch water, what happens? It will just... But Nehemiah's heart was not like that. The information came, and he retained that information. And for the next 5 months, Nehemiah was praying, ruminating. And by the end of chapter 1, you see Nehemiah praying, give me success today before this man. Something has happened within that period of dialogue. God gave him an assignment and he responded. I pray your heart will be very fertile for divine information so that when God drops something in your spirit, you catch it, you retain it, and make the best out of it. Hallelujah. 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 A commitment to spiritual disciplines of prayer and fasting. The role of the spiritual disciplines of prayer and fasting cannot be overemphasized in becoming an agent of transformation. Nehemiah responded to the situation report about Jerusalem with prayers and fasting. He did this for some days, according to the scripture. And God used this to prepare him and set the ball rolling for successful accomplishment of his purpose. Hallelujah. You cannot be a correct instrument of divine transformation if you cannot pray. Amen. If you can't pray, you can't be what? A successful instrument. Whether at the national level, church level, community level. So whether you're a politician or not, this applies to you. If you're going to be a correct governor, a correct minister, that will impact the community, will touch lives, you must be a man of prayer. Why? It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by my spirit, said the Lord. And how can you engage the spirit without bending your knees? And you need power to govern, isn't it? You need power to rule. So you either get that power from God through prayer or you go somewhere else to acquire it. We need the power of prayer. In addition to that is fasting. Hallelujah. Can you help me look at your neighbor's face? Ask your neighbor, where were you this week? Get answer from your neighbor. Anytime church announces fasting and prayer, there will be a trip. That is the week that there will be a trip. You just travel. So, brother, where are you? I had to make an urgent trip. Let me remind us that every Wednesday in this church, what do we do? Prayer and what? Fasting. And we have not changed our mind. We have not canceled it. So every Wednesday this year, we fast and we pray. Usually we provide prayer points. Pray at home or at work. Break your fast by 6. Come to church. When we come again, we pray together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This morning, we're going to be installing officers for the church. How can you be an effective, correct Sunday school teacher without the discipline of fasting and praying? How can I sing effectively and demons will run out of the congregation without the discipline of fasting and prayer? So 7 days a week, no fasting. And when I'm praying, I pray 5 minutes prayer. And I want to use that to come and minister to the people of God. It will not happen. So I'm speaking to those of us on this side of the pulpit now. One of the reasons why this place is higher than this place is because if these people here are fasting one day in a week, those here should fast twice at least. You can't minister effectively if you are operating at the same level. You need to go higher. It's a divine principle. So as we install officers today, ushers, every one of us, we need to commit ourselves to the discipline of what? Prayer and fasting. When an usher is carrying divine fire, and somebody is coming to church with a strange spirit, where will it be stopped? Where will it be stopped? At the gate, at the entrance. But if the usher has not fasted for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, what will happen? He just pack him aside and say, this is the type of ushers they are looking for. He said, continue. That will not be our story in Jesus' name. I want to encourage every family here, have one day of fasting and praying in a week, if you are not doing it already. Gather your family together and spend time to fast and pray once a week to seek the face of God. That's one of the ways for us to access supernatural help. Hallelujah. And I'll share with the pastors, you know, because I'm new. You know, they say when a fowl gets to a new place, it stands on how many legs? So I've been standing on one leg. I'm observing and I'm watching and I'm learning and I'm making recommendations. This Saturday we'll be having an extensive meeting. You know, where changes will need to be made, we make. But one of the changes that is coming your way, good news, is that by the grace of God, we are fasting again in July, and it will not be 1 week. Tell your neighbor, we are graduating from 1 week. How many weeks do you want? Somebody say, I will change church. We will find you to anywhere you are going. Amen. Fasting does not kill. Rather, it strengthens. It strengthens your spiritual muscle. Some of us have never fasted in life. They ask you to fast now. It's like, ha. Pastor? We need courage to dare trust God for the impossible. It takes courage to be an agent of transformation. It took courage for Nehemiah to see the rubbles from the broken walls and gates and still insist on going ahead to rebuilding it. Seeing the decay alone should have been enough discouragement. But thank God he was courageous. And the rest is history. It could be very scary sometimes when God begins to show you what and what he wants done. Just as in the case of Nehemiah, when you see the walls of an entire city broken down and you are asked to go and rebuild, where do you start from? It takes courage. And thank God Nehemiah displayed courage and trust in God for the impossible. We learned in experiencing God to attempt what? Attempt great things for God. And expect what? Great things from him. A good track record of faithfulness is also required to be an agent of transformation. One cannot be a true agent of transformation without a consistent record of faithfulness. Nehemiah, the proven record of being a faithful cupbearer. This proven track record no doubt served as a basis for this divine call. How faithful have you been in the trust committed to you? Can we read the last line, the last sentence in chapter 1 of our text? The last line. Okay, let's read the entire verse 11. That's what we are looking for. I was what? Cup bearer to who? To the king. And those of us who are around, we mentioned the job of a cup bearer. His job was to procure the wine for the king, to you must taste every wine before offering it to the king. So that in case he's been poisoned, he's the one that will do it, that will die. And Nehemiah has been doing that now for years. That's faithfulness. Amen. God will not commit the business of transformation, either of a department in the church, of a community, of the nation, to a man who does not have a proven track record of what? Of faithfulness. I challenge every one of us to be faithful to God. As we install new officers in IBC today, permit me to remind all of us who have been given the privilege to serve the Lord in 2018 that we are coming in as what? Agents of transformation. In that department, that ministry, we are coming in to transform the place. We are coming to rebuild the broken walls of IBC and reset our gates. We all should be ready to leave our comfort zones, be able to seek for useful information, possess a fertile heart for God's burden, and be committed to the spiritual disciplines of fasting and prayer. You don't need to wait until the church declares fasting and prayer before you do so. In addition, you need to be courageous and maintain a good record of faithfulness. Shall we pray together?
Thank you for listening. We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5-7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485 and 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org. We look forward to having you back next week.